Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
Hi, this is Beth Hanasiewski, and you are listening to David Wood on the 602nd Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
That it is. And you know, this is the 602nd show, which means we have to get moving along. I want to remind you, though, the show is designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring in your step, and give you a little kick in the rump, a kick in the hiney, a little kick in the bum, whatever you want to say. I like to call it a little kick in the arse. Anyway, you know, we start with fun facts. Let's share a few fun facts. You know, in the past, when a clan no longer wanted a member, they would simply burn down their house, and hence the term today to get fired. The most children born to one person, one woman, 69 kids. Now, again, it sounds like a lot. Apparently, she had 16 sets of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 quadruplets. I don't know. I'm going to check that one out. But anyway, that's what they say. American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class. Now, as somebody who, there's two things I don't like to eat, olives and blue cheese. And so American Airlines, it's okay with me that you eliminate the olive and save some cash. No worries. It's physically impossible, apparently, to do this next thing. So I'm going to see if you can send me a photograph of you doing this. I'm going to send you a gift of some kind. Apparently, it's physically impossible to lick your elbow. This could be fun. All right, try it. See if you can lick, bite, I don't know, kiss, whatever you want to do to that elbow. Go ahead and do it. And good luck. Good luck with that one. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, you know, I think it's, I was really struck when I was having my conversation with Mr. Miguel Ruiz, or Don Miguel Ruiz, as he's known, from The Four Agreements. And as you know, that book was on the New York Times bestseller list for 7 straight years, which is astounding. But he's a beautiful guy. He's, again, very fortunate that I get to hang out with him privately, and we get to have some fun. But he posed something to me that really has been going through my noodle, enough so that I was sitting in the hot tub the other night with Jen, and we listened to the show again. And I don't normally listen to my own shows, because that would be a bit weird, wouldn't it? But I'm obviously with the guest, I'm learning as well. And sometimes I listen when I'm on the show and I hear it again, and it sort of even goes deeper. And so I was listening the other night, it struck me again what he said. And I love these kind of simple philosophies that anyone can grasp. And you know, he said that it's illogical. And I'm thinking, is it? Okay. And I thought about what he said, and it's true. It's illogical. It doesn't make any sense. What he said was that if you look at the heavens and you look at the stars and you look at the planets, you know, and you look and we see beauty, unbelievable, undeniable beauty. We look at, you know, nature, we look at forests, we look at plants, we look at a rose, we look at anything and we see undeniable beauty. We look at animals in the animal kingdom and we see undeniable beauty. We look at the oceans, we see beauty. And we see perfection. You know, you look at a rose and that's what people, they gasp. It's perfect. Yet we, the enlightened ones, you know, put ourselves in that category of not being so. And he said it just is illogical for us to be in this chain of nature and come up with this idea that we were anything less than perfect. And so I really want to sort of ponder that today. And I want you to start thinking about that, about how often you, whether you're a guy or a girl listening in, whether you're a kid, where you have that kind of self-doubt, where you're looking in the mirror and you really are not seeing any perfection. In fact, what you notice is all the shitty bits, all the crappy bits, all those bits that are ugly. And it's so easy to see those. And yet when I hear him and I watch him when he's not on stage, when he's sitting alone or when he's sitting with friends, when I'm sitting with him or when we're goofing around, he's got a great sense of humor. I see a guy who truly believes in his own perfection. And he did something. This is interesting. I'm 6'3", and I would imagine that Miguel is probably about 5'6", 5'5". You know, and a lot of guys who are short, you know, it's sort of, you know, something that sometimes can be a bit of an issue, right? And so here I am. I'm having a photograph taken with him. And if you go on Facebook, you'll see I posted a few photographs like last week of him and I. And I got my arms wrapped around him. And I typically, even with women, I compensate for the height differential because I look so tall and they look so short, right? And so I went to do that with him. And he's like, no, what are you doing? Stand up. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and there's this kind of, I stand up, bolt upright, you know, and he's kind of slouching a little bit. And there's this idea that this theory is true. You know, he lives his perfection and he believes in his perfection. And it's not the perfection of doing right. He talks about this wonderful sense of this secondary character that we become in someone else's story. And we're living into the expectations of others. You know, and there's that wonderful, and Randy Pausch says this. He says, you know, expectations are the enemy. Detachment is the ally. And the more I've grown, I'm not grown up yet. Don't even think I'm grown up yet. I'm not even close to being grown up yet. But the more I grow, I start to see more and more and more of that understanding of detachment from my own expectations. And every time I'm off, out of sorts, every time I'm, you know, I'm being a goof or an idiot, you know, typically it's my expectations that are doing that. My expectations of myself, my expectations of other people, how I think it should look, as opposed to accepting how it's looking. And so as I sort of look at this week's kind of setting up for you this week, I really want you to start looking into ways that you can start to live your perfection, the imperfect perfection that you are, whether you're overweight, whether you've got a big bum, whether you got no hair or no teeth or whether you got bad breath. It doesn't matter what you got. We've all got the same kind of stuff. I mean, I've dated some very, very attractive women in my time, and I can't tell you how, you know, the insecurities are there, you know, stunning, insecure about their beauty. And you get somebody who often, you know, by the classic kind of definition of what beauty in the Western world is looked upon in the magazines and everything else like that, which really isn't it. You know, it's that beautiful shining light. And that's what Don Miguel, and again, Don is Mr., but everyone knows him by that. That's why I keep using the term. But Miguel, you know, is this unbelievable source of love. And because there's this complete awareness of self-love. So if you didn't listen to the show, I urge you to listen to it. Listen to it a couple of times. And then also, Lisa Nichols did a wonderful exercise where she does this mirror, this exercise in the mirror. If you haven't done that yet, go back and listen to that show. And I think it was, you know, show 7 or something like that. I think we're almost at 40 shows. Can you believe it? And then really give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to go into your own beauty this week. And I want you to sort of really, again, it's that falling in love with the imperfection. And that's falling in love with the imperfection of others. I can't tell you the judgment I hear around some people. And I often fight for that. The fight for the right for other people to make mistakes and screw up, because I've made so many and it's so much easier, all right? So as we start to think about the end of the show here, which is, it's coming up pretty fast, you know, I want you to think about this amazing opportunity we have to live this life and lead a kick-ass life. And so go out there this week and kick some ass in the mirror. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with your imperfectly perfect self. And I'll see you on the other side. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for the support. You know, it's really so cool. I'm very, very humbled. And now, you know, we're getting more and more reviews and I'm chatting more of you on Facebook. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. And I will see you soon. Make this the best week ever. Remember, this is the 600 second show, but I also have a 30-minute show on Thursdays and I have a full hour show with a guest on Tuesdays. And the guests are out of this world. They're rocking it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. Merci beaucoup. Taksumukya. I could go through it. Shukran. I could go through so many languages. I can't do them all. Anyway, speak to you on the other side. Thanks for everything. Send my love. Hey, make it a kick-ass week.